at thefingroup.com.
Meteorologist Ed Keyser will be here in 5 minutes with a beautiful forecast on the way through the weekend. Right now, AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A proposal to return Champaign County government to a single county administrator has passed the County Board's Policy Committee. The vote was unanimous. As AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, if the full county board approves in 2 weeks, the county would end its 10-year experiment with dual administrators.
Champaign County is the only county in Illinois with two county administrators, Denny Inman in charge of facilities and procurement and Deb Busey, who manages finance and human resources. Urbana Democrat Brendan McGinty serves on a subcommittee studying administrative structure. He says Inman and Busey were deputy administrators who took over in tandem after the previous administrator, Jackie White, stepped down in 1998.
The board at that time thought it was a more logical division to go with two administrators. That time really has passed, I think, at this point. We're looking at a situation now where one administrator would create communication channels that are more succinct, that accountability to a single administrator would be clear.
The proposed ordinance calls for Champaign County to install a single administrator in December of 2009 after Inman's and Busey's current contracts run out. County board members are avoiding the question of whether that single administrator might be one of the two current ones. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Champaign City Council members say a two-year freeze on the township supervisor salary they approved this week is not meant as a slight. Instead, backers say it's needed to help sell a 2-cent township tax hike on the November ballot. If approved, the tax increase would pay for increased general assistance for the poor in Champaign Township. Councilman Tom Bruno says other township expenses, including salaries, need to stay low to show voters they're serious.
It's so important that we pass the township referendum next month that we wanted to send the message that even at the township, we're going to do some belt tightening, because what's really most important is that we take care of the poorest of the poor. That's what the township budget needs to go for.
But council members didn't discuss or explain the pay structure before voting on it Tuesday night. And City of Champaign Township Supervisor Linda Abernathy says it appeared to her the vote was meant to show the council's low opinion of the township and the general assistance program. She went on to say there was a racist undertone to the council's approach to her and the township program. Abernathy is Champaign's first African-American township supervisor. Outside of the two-year pay raise for the supervisor, raises for that position and the township assessor will be capped at 2% a year for 4 years. The supervisor's pay freeze means that position will now be paid less than the assessor. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich has approved part of an emergency budget package, but for those who are hoping for additional state money, the wait continues. Sean Crawford has more.
Blagojevich agreed to take nearly $250 million from various dedicated accounts. Lawmakers already gave their okay, saying that amount should be used to pay for social service programs, prevent layoffs, and keep open state parks and historic sites that are set to close at the end of November. But the governor won't go that far. His spokesperson says there are still concerns with taking money from certain accounts. That has many speculating Blagojevich is holding out because he wants authority to spend even more money. Democratic Senator Jeff Schoenberg of Evanston sponsored part of this budget package. He says as tax revenues are likely to fall short of projections, the state will be in need of additional financial help.
I expect that we're going to need to do a similar sweeps bill in the fall veto session that will arrive at a comparable number.
Schoenberg says that can be dealt with next month, and in the meantime, the governor should act quickly on the spending measure now on his desk to prevent the cuts. I'm Sean Crawford.
A new not-for-profit venture is looking to enter Illinois' energy supply market. While organizers say they can't make any promises, they believe the new utility would save consumers money. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The new Illinois Cooperative Energy, or NICE, will roll out early next year in central Illinois areas served by Ameren, with the hope of eventually extending statewide. Chairman Alan Libra says the key is that NICE won't be out to make money. Rather, it will pass through directly the cost of purchasing electricity from generators. He says it's impossible to say what that cost will be, as the co-op will buy power on the open market. Libra's a farmer who says his involvement's strictly voluntary.
I've got crops to get out of the field. I don't get paid to be here. We're not the Ameren board or the ComEd board. We're making a lot of money. We're making zero. We're here because we think this is a good idea, and it will work.
In order for the co-op to get off the ground, at least 7,000 people will need to sign up, which Libra admits could be a hard sell at first. While Illinois deregulated the electric supply market over a decade ago, competition never developed. This would be the first opportunity residents have had to switch utilities. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's a little after 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, a beautiful week. Beautiful weekend. You get all the credit.
All right.
It's great to be you this morning, huh?
I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
Big pat on the back. Here we go.